Selective disclosure is already part of the digital identity language in Europe. The EU digital identity wallet docs use a simple example. Send only the information needed for a service, like age or nationality, while keeping the rest of the personal data private. Regulation 2024/1183 requires wallets to make selective disclosure possible, and Annex 6 includes age in the minimum list of attributes. ZK also appears in the regulation, but not as use ZK SNARKs. Recital 14 mentions privacy-preserving technologies, including zero-knowledge proof, so a relying party can validate a statement without seeing the data behind it. It does not mandate a specific proof system. Google Wallet now has an age check example. Google says Sparkassa customers in Europe will be able to prove in Google Wallet that they meet an age requirement without revealing personal information such as name, address, or date of birth. Sparkasse is the German savings bank network, and the useful part is that the example puts selective disclosure inside a bank wallet age check flow. You can also handle this flow with Halo 2. In Halo 2, the date of birth can stay in the private witness, while the verifier only sees the public age threshold and the resulting claim. The circuit checks that the private date satisfies the threshold, so the proof says age condition passed, without publishing the date itself. That is why the Google Wallet and Sparkasse example is worth noting. Selective disclosure is showing up in normal identity products.